Only because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, once again to the Power Hour. This is substitute host, Sheriff Richard Mack. Hey, Richard Mack, that's a name for you. Folks, we have a barn burner show, and we don't have time for pleasantries or other introductions or current news, because we're going to get to that. But right now, we can only have this next guest, who is a very prominent national figure, a huge figure in Arizona, and a huge friend of yours truly, Sheriff Mack, and Mark Finchem, former state rep, retired police officer, and firefighter or paramedic, I can't quite remember which one, and we're not going to bother to ask him because we'll straighten all that out later. Folks, we have so much going on in our country. He is an expert on election fraud. He is a victim of election fraud. And he is a warrior in ending election fraud. Mark Finchem, welcome to the Power Hour and substitute host, Sheriff Mack.
Thank you, Richie. It's good to see you. Thank you for having me on. So just to dispense with the professional career, I started off as a firefighter. Mm-hmm. Was promoted to firefighter paramedic, then cross-trained in Kalamazoo, Michigan to be a law enforcement officer. So I actually held all three positions simultaneously.
Wow.
It's a very unique position. They had a combined police and fire department that I think to this day they still have. It was a move to try and save money. Yeah, it ended up costing them a lot more.
So you were in the People's Republic of Michigan.
I was.
What brought you to Arizona?
Republic of Michigan. Back when it was actually a conservative red state before it was taken over by the extreme.
That's true.
Yeah.
And even California was. Remember, Ronald Reagan was the governor of California. And I honestly believe that illegal immigration changed California to a blue state.
Well, it's not a blue state. So I don't know if you saw the map, and this feeds right into the conversation you want to have. There is no such thing as a blue state. Now, people are going to say, what the hell are you talking about, Mark Finchem? No, they're blue cities. California is a red state. It's got three.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. Cities. I got you. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Yes. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up.
Because California is a very, it sounds antithetical, but California is a very rural state. But it has three mega cities in it that have been dominated by the takeover of the extreme left. And all three of them are essentially great big toilets that are ruled by basically toilet brushes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, great. So anyway, you came to Arizona and then you ran for House of Representatives and you got it. And you were in the state legislature here for 8 years.
Yep,
8 years. And then you ran for Secretary of State, which is the second highest position in the state. That basically is Lieutenant Governor. And the Secretary of State is in charge of our elections. And now, after you were in ahead in the polls, and I watched it because, one, I donated to your campaign. I was really pushing for you. I endorsed you. I thought your race was one of the absolutely most important. Not in just Arizona, but in the nation. And it looked like you had it. And then on election day, you lost by about 3%. After being ahead in the polls anywhere from 7 to 10% the entire time.
Yeah.
What happened?
Actually, we lost by about 1%. It was a strange story. And now we have the Sinaloa cartel attorney, Adrian Fontes, in charge of elections. What could possibly go wrong there? But the Arizona power broker.
That is true. He was a lawyer for the cartels.
For Fast and Furious. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's the same guy who claims, oh, we're going to defend democracy, while he destroys democracy. That's what the left does. Leading into that race, and I don't want to dwell on it because it is past history, and quite frankly, that ship has sailed.
We want to know where we're going tomorrow.
The people of Arizona suffered a travesty at the hands of the Maricopa County supervisors, all five of them, the Maricopa County elections director, and Stephen Richer, who is thrown out of office in this last primary as the county recorder. All of them colluded.
I proudly voted against him.
Yeah, there you go. So they colluded to hijack the election in 2022 because they were terrified of a guy like me, a seasoned criminal investigator. They knew that I would get to the bottom of the election insecurity and lack of transparency. They knew that I would have access to the codes, the machine codes, and would have found inevitably what we found through trial, and that is that the Maricopa County election was irredeemably compromised because they altered the software in the back end, not just for the 2022 election, but for the 2020 election, because the same MBS, that's machine behavior settings, error showed up in both elections. That means that somebody went in the back end, altered the operation of the software, then inserted, more than likely, a fictitious data sample that right. flipped votes, okay? So this is why we have got to demand across the nation paper ballots counted by hand on election day at the precinct level. Hard stop. That is the only way that we will be able to secure our elections. And for these legislators that are clowns around the country that are in bed with Dominion and ES&S and all the machine companies, right. you're a fraud. You should be ashamed of yourselves. These machines cannot be secured. You look right now at all of the media is now covering CISA. Well, we're pretty sure that we're going to have an electronic assault on election systems. Really, if you're not at the DOD level of security, you have no business using these machines. Hard stop.
Yeah, and I actually, before the 22 election, Randy Miller and I, actually representing CSPOA, went into his office where they tabulate the votes downtown Phoenix for Maricopa County, and he took us for a tour. And also one of the county commissioners, was it Hickman?
Yeah, there's another.
Yeah, he was there. And so we went and we spent about 2.5 hours going through everything. And I'm telling you, Richard cannot and would not get off saying that the most secure way to do votes was with computers.
He's a stone cold liar.
Tabulate votes is computers. And I said, why are you trying to pretend that these machines, the only computers in the world, the only computer system in the world that can't be hacked? Why are you pretending to say that? And then he showed us this little clip. Well, it's not hooked to the internet. And then he showed us this little clip, this little chip that goes into the computer. I said, who programs that? And then, we make sure it's all copacetic. I said, how do you know nobody else gets into this? And how do you know that it's accurate? And how do you test the machines and then know that it's going to be accurate the next morning?
Yeah, he's a liar.
All he could say is he stuck with his talking points. The computers are best.
Yeah.
And I said, so hand counting with both parties watching and putting the tabulation for Democrats here and the tabulation for Republicans here and any independents or whatever third parties are over here, that's not better than a machine that you don't know when it's hacked or when it's not.
Yeah, this reminds me, you remember the movie The Music Man?
Yeah, very well.
Yeah. So he rolls into town telling everybody you got to buy instruments and uniforms and all this stuff and we're going to have a great band, yada, yada, yada. It's the whole thing was BS. It was to make money. Okay. So at some point, Stephen Richer will be found out for the fraud that he is. I'm waiting to see who actually received the payment, the bribe. I'm going to make that accusation. Somebody is paying the freight on this. Don't know who it is, but in the fullness of time, we will find out. Because the Sheriff Mac, there are three things that are not long hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth.
Yes.
Sooner or later, the truth leaks out and burns down the people who have deceived the people. That's where we're at. So you wanted to know about a bunch of other things. I think you wanted to appreciate
you and I have seen each other across the country quite a bit. And we just spent a few days together in Grand Junction, Colorado, for the trial of one Tina Peters, who used to be the county recorder in charge of elections for Mesa County, Colorado. Yeah. What in the world happened to her?
Well, she crossed the election machine industrial complex. Just a brief on what she did. Tina Peters, somebody recognized that there was an anomaly in a local election. This didn't even have anything to do with the 2020 presidential election. And they said, hey, something's wrong with the vote count. We're not quite sure what's going on here, but this doesn't even come close to what the polls are. So she got doing some looking and said, well, you're right. Things are not adding up here. Then comes a notification from the, I'm going to call her a criminal, the criminal secretary of state for the state of Colorado, Jenna Griswold, who ordered that a trusted build of software be deployed across all county elections equipment. Now, keep in mind, we don't have state elections. We don't have national elections. All elections are done at the county level. I believe in Colorado, there's, I think, 62 counties that use electronic machines. The vast majority of them, 60, I guess, use Dominion as their electronic voting software and equipment. Okay. So Jenna Griswold said, we're going to deploy a trusted build of software in order to prepare for the next election. And of course, Tina was like, okay, so how are we going to protect the records? Oh, well, don't worry about that. Well, under 52 CFR 20701, a federal law, the county clerks have a responsibility, a duty established in law to protect electronic and paper records for 22 months post-election. Well, this was just a few months after the election. Tina smelled a rat and said, I wonder if they're trying to cover something up. A logical thought, especially if you trust government. You and I both know government cannot.
Even if she didn't smell a rat, it's not a bad idea just to, as Reagan said, trust but verify.
It's called records retention.
Yeah.
Right? And by the way, so Section 20701 sets a minimum for records retention, 22 months. Doesn't set a maximum. So I would think that a clerk who wants to protect those records and memorialize them for future reference, if somebody ever has a question, that's a best practice. Get a forensic image of the hard drive. Okay. So she did that. And then it got out that she had done that without the permission of the Secretary of State of State of Colorado. And in doing so, she caught Dominion and the Secretary of State colluding to destroy over 20,000 records on the Mesa County system. Now, Tina had turned to her IT department and they said, oh, it's state equipment. We're not going to touch it. Well, we don't know. It's actually county equipment. Well, it doesn't matter. We're not going to touch it. We're not going to support you. So she went to the next level up of technical resource and said, hey, I need to do a forensic image of our equipment. I need to have your help. And they said, oh, this is Dominion equipment. We're not going to touch it. You seeing a pattern here? Yeah.
Yeah.
So she went outside because she couldn't. She went through the administrative process, got all the resources that she could have used. They all said no. So she went outside to have a contractor create a forensic image of the hard drive. And in doing so, saved the record from destruction. Now, keep in mind, all the other counties, 61 of them, allowed those records to be destroyed. So do 60, we'll go conservative here, 60 times 20,000 records. That is the number of instances of a violation of federal law, a criminal violation of federal law for the destruction of records. I cannot wait for Trump 2.0 to appoint a U.S. attorney in Colorado who begins to prosecute the individuals who destroyed public records and covered up the crime of the century in 2020. That's what Tina Peters did. And for that, she has now been convicted in a kangaroo court of 10. I'm sorry. There were 10 crimes that she was accused of. I mean, who does right. that? That's prosecutorial misconduct at the very least. Accused of 10 things. She was found not guilty on 2, guilty on 8. I think six felonies and 2 misdemeanors. They want to lock this woman up. A Gold Star mom, Navy SEAL, died in the line of duty. She has been a warrior for election security and transparency. And yeah. this is what they want to do to her. Well, here's the bottom line. This appears to be a Dominion company prosecution at the hands of an organization that is supposed to be acting in the interest of the people. Well, Tina's one of the people. And what she did was act on her duty. I've never seen anybody in all the people that I've met, except perhaps you and President Trump, that have such a close tie to the duty that they swore to in their oath of office. And Tina is like a pit bull. She is not going to let go of this thing. The day is coming where her righteous indignation will bear fruit, but it isn't today. So sentencing comes up in the not too distant future. This judge, in my view, was clearly biased.
Yes, he was.
The fact that the prosecution prosecuted 10 different crimes. Why not make it 100?
Yeah.
You know, right. One right. would have been sufficient. Make your case. She either did something or didn't do something. Well, that wasn't enough. And then, of course, the prosecution engaged in a behavior that I think is reprehensible, and that's the use of the prisoner's dilemma. In other words, they took all of these people that worked for Tina and threatened to charge them with crimes if they didn't flip on her.
Exactly.
These are all crimes.
You go to prison or you tell us, quote, the truth about your boss.
Yeah, we'll tell you what to tell us. I mean, the whole thing reeks of rotten fish on a dock after 7 days. Yeah. So,
and I was also really shocked that the judge could be so biased as to not allow her evidence to present evidence of election fraud. Yeah. She wasn't even allowed to present that.
Well, what they were claiming is, well, that's not the subject of the trial. The subject of the trial is you intimidated.
But it's the basis for her actions.
Exactly.
And her intent.
Evidence. Yeah. So I mean, that's the state of affairs in our judicial system in America, where the extreme left and the election machine industrial complex has now seized control of our elections. So here's a call to all legislators. You need to decertify these machines and go to hand counting of paper ballots at the precinct level on election day. And the reason I say that is the ballots have to be counted before they ever move.
Yeah.
Because the moment they leave the precinct, you have now added a link in the chain of custody. You have changed the location of those ballots and opened up the opportunity to have additional ballots inserted into the count. So if the ballots are counted before they ever leave the election site and a complete tally is done, maybe you have 1,200 ballots, 900 of them went for Trump, 300 of them went for the cackling Kamala. Okay. You're going to know the moment that those ballots leave the building because you do your count, you call it into central count. It's already been counted. It's already been tabulated. And you can do that in the space of under an hour. You can count 1,200 ballots in an hour.
Yeah.
In fact, probably less. Especially for the most important races. I mean, the top of the line race, that's the one that you would want to count. Because once you have that and you have a ballot number of ballots and the votes that are on those ballots, you now have created an audit trail so that the minute those ballots arrive someplace else, if the number doesn't match, that election has now been tainted. So, pray for Tina Peters. We're going to be doing all kinds of fundraisers to help retire the cost of defense. I'm hoping on appeal, the appellate court says, no, you have a reversible error here. You refuse to allow her to present exculpatory evidence.
Right.
And what's amazing to me is the people who lied. This Woods character claimed to be a pastor. Shameful, shameful liar.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Because of the purpose of the charges on Tina were to fire a shot across the bow to anyone and everyone across the country, that if you try to do your job and if you try to just secure an election, and if you, heaven forbid that you try to expose any cheating in your county, but even if you try, that we're going to throw you in prison. And that's why I believe she's going to get prison time. Normally on something like this, there's no victim. You know, who did she hurt? Yeah, and there's no mens rea. There's no benefit to her. How did she benefit personally from any of it? Did she get money? Did she get paid? Did she take bribes? What? She did none of that. And so what is the absolute worst thing that happened is that a person in charge of the election tried to secure the election. Okay. That's the worst thing she did.
Tried to secure the election information, the proof of fraud. Right. So the government gangsters have succeeded in trying to quiet a voice, but only for a moment, because they didn't count on the tenacity of people like Tina Peters, Mark Fincham, Richard Mack. There's a handful that's all over the country. So that's one of the reasons, and I know we're limited on time here, that's one of the reasons that I ran for the state Senate here in Arizona. The majority of people
you are running for right now.
Yeah.
Yes. And you totally have my support. And I wish I was in your district so I could vote for you.
Yeah.
But I've already donated to you and I will again. Folks, local elections, oh man, they are really where it's at. Who your sheriff is, and we're really pushing for Jerry Sheridan in Maricopa County, big time. And he's a friend, and he's a friend of freedom and the Constitution.
Yeah.
But first of all, before you have to leave, and folks, I'm sorry that we can't keep him longer, but he's got to get to an appointment. Folks, give everyone your website, so anybody across the country who wants to donate and help you can. You're running for Arizona State Senate. And there are how many state senators in the state?
30. And we hold right now a 16-seat majority. We hope to grow that to 17 seats. But keep in mind, I just knocked out of office the incumbent, Ken Bennett, who was the chief underminer of the 2020 Senate forensic audit. Yeah, that guy. So
he wouldn't let it happen.
I'm sorry?
Is that what you're saying? He wouldn't let it happen.
Well, what he did is he undermined it. He interfered with the audit, okay? And the audit results. So now we've got somebody who's replaced him. That would be me. And so we've moved from a squishy Republican to a pretty hardcore constitutional Republican. I'll be in the Senate. I've been invited to join the leadership team, partly because of my long history of my stand on election security and transparency, but also because I've been so effective, not just here in the state, but also nationally. So if people want to help me, and by the way, we do need help, the radical left is going to come into Yavapai County, that's my district, with about $250,000. Right now, we have a $10,000 deficit from the primary, because we got nothing but smoke coming out of the end of our barrel, okay?
Yeah.
So if people want to help, which I encourage you to do, that's Vote Fincham. That's V-O-T-E, Fincham. F as in Frank, I-N-C-H, E like Edward, M like Mark.com. There's a donate button there. Please give us a little bit of love. And the vast majority of our donors are between $20 and $100. So we have got grassroots support, not just here in Arizona, but all over the country. Now, here's why that's important. The state of Arizona was just in the Ninth Circuit. We had a win for showing the requirement to show proof of citizenship to vote in Arizona. A 3-0 panel in the Ninth Circuit. through a sleight of hand, somebody in the Ninth Circuit put it up in front of another panel, which voted against us, two liberals to one conservative. And they said, oh, well, we're going to eliminate the stay and you can't do that. Think about that for a moment. You've got two different panels, a 4-2 decision in favor of showing proof of citizenship to vote, yet we have somehow suffered a loss at the hands of the Ninth Circuit. We have already filed a writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court to reinforce the original panel's decision and require proof of citizenship to vote in the state of Arizona. That is a move by the Arizona State Senate. I fully support that. And if you want me to be there to help make this the law of the land, I got to have help. So votefincham.com, make a contribution. That'll help me a lot. If people want to follow what I'm writing on, they can go to markfincham.substack.com. Be a subscriber. I put a piece out about once a week, sometimes more than once a week if there's a lot going on. This is where you get some kind of inside baseball behind the scenes. Well, what the heck just happened and why did it happen? I write on that so that people, to help people understand what's going on behind the scenes.
Wow. And in your free time, what do you get to do? Mark, thank you so much for your energy. Thank you for all that you've done.
Thank you so much.
And I was being a little bit facetious by asking you that because I know both you and I get very, very little free time. We are working on national causes. We are working on Arizona causes and county causes. And that you were able to beat an incumbent career politician in the primary and quite handily. We really look forward to you winning this. You should win this. Yes, there is a lot of money coming in against you. We had Sheriff Darleaf, who you know from Michigan.
I love
who
Dar.
Just got reelected. He just got reelected, but there was hundreds of thousands of dollars going into his little county to get right. rid of him. And the Democrats put up made somebody go from Democrat to Republican and run against him. And then they told all the Democrats to join the Republican Party so that they could vote Darleaf, Sheriff Leaf, out of office in Berry County.
That's the
and
level.
They're going to try the same with you.
Yeah, that's the level of cheating that they have fallen to because they can't win on policy.
No.
So they have to cheat. By the way, Darleaf was my sheriff when I lived in Michigan.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, he just got elected to his fifth term. And folks, his citizens are standing firm behind him.
Yep.
And we praise the citizens that are that educated and going with the guy who supports the Constitution.
So if you want to have people in office that are going to represent your interests, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, Sheriff.
Mark, I'll see you soon. Thank you so much, brother. Godspeed.
All right.
Folks, that was Mark Fincham running for Arizona Senate here in Arizona. Get behind him. VoteFincham.com. Let's do it.
CS is a comprehensive natural method.
All right, we're a break.
Heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Power Hour and your substitute host, Sheriff Mac. Folks, why do I call myself Sheriff Mac when I haven't been sheriff for over 26 years? Ha ha! Because it's my nom de guerre, nom de plume, and I didn't do it on purpose, but after I left the sheriff's office in 1997, January 1st, 1997, I went on the lecture circuit and everybody kept calling me that. And that's what I got introduced on all the shows I used to do right here on the Power Hour with Joyce Riley way back when. Man, that was a long time ago. And I was also, those of you who don't remember, Joyce and I were asked to be on. We were selected out of about 22,000 people who put in for it. 10 people were selected to be on Showtime's The American Candidate. And it was, yes, it was a television show, reality TV. And it was absolutely a stinker of a show. It was lousy. And the editing was lousy, and the director was lousy, and it just, it could have been a pretty good show in some ways, but it was, we pretended to run for president. And that year it was, I think, Kerry and George W. Bush. And nobody cared about them, and nobody really cared about fake politics, you know, so it was a clunker of a show. I thought we could get to some real issues that the two presidential candidates never brought up. And I did. I tried. But it was just poorly done. But Joyce and I were selected out of 22,000 people. We made the top 10. And so that was quite a compliment. And Montel Williams was our host. And I so want to get a hold of him and ask him questions about his old girlfriend, Kamala Harris. So anyway, we'll bring that up another time. But folks, right now, anybody who has any questions about the previous half hour, please call in. And I want to make sure you get the right number, 844-769-2944. And I thought we had somebody ready to go, and you're more than welcome to call in, and we'll take care of that, because we have another guest at the top of the hour, and then we'll he'll only be on for a half an hour. And if you have any questions for me, because folks, I'm proud to say this, and yes, I'm bragging. Okay, I'm bragging right now. Ready? I was the first sheriff in American history to launch a major lawsuit against the federal government, take it all the way to the Supreme Court, and win a landmark case for freedom, state sovereignty, local autonomy, and on the 10th Amendment. It is the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America. And this little booklet is something every American should have in their pocket every day with them. You should actually have two of them, because you want to be able to give one or two of them away and keep one for yourself. This is the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America, and it's one of the most important cases ever in the history of America. Because why? It diminishes the role and power of the federal government in our lives and in our system of government. The federal government was granted or delegated, quote, only discrete enumerated powers, end quote. And that's right in this case, written by Justice Scalia, who wrote for the majority in this case, a 5-4 split. Why? Because the 5 Republicans sided with me on the court, and the 4 Republicans sided with the Clinton administration. Yes, folks, you want to hear about a miracle? I actually sued the Clintons and lived to tell about it. True story. But right here in this little booklet, it's a highlight. This is a highlighted version of the case. So what I did is I spent days and days going over the case, and Cornell University Law School did the best review of any I saw. I think that's still on the internet. I haven't looked it up in quite a while. But if you look up Mac VUS or Prince, the other sheriff that went with me to the U.S. Supreme Court, Prince is P-R-I-N-T-Z. So Mac VUS or Mac Prince VUS, you'll find the case, and you'll find lots of references to it. It came out June 27, 1997. And folks, you will not believe the power of this decision. We sued because the Brady Bill was the issue. And the Brady Bill was the first time in history where the United States Congress and the White House were promulgating legislation aimed at the sheriffs of this country. And that we were supposed to enforce this for the federal government for free without any negotiation or input from us. And we were just treated as indentured servants or slaves and ordered by the federal government to do this. Under, get this now, threat of arrest if we failed to comply. True story. absolutely true. The threat of arrest is in this book. And folks, this book costs like $2 or $3, and you can get 3 for $5 or like 6 for $10 or whatever it is. It's cheap. And it's the most powerful tool you could have with you to show local officials that the federal government is not king, is not dictator, and quote, we have held, however, that state legislatures are not subject to federal direction, end quote. That's Scalia quoting the New York case of 1992 when the federal government said, to the state of New York, you have to take this nuclear waste, and the reason you have to take it is because we said so. Folks, the Supreme Court ruled in 1992 that the federal government had no authority to force New York to take federal nuclear waste. And they didn't. They won. They didn't take it. And so, folks, that decision was strong. And ours was even stronger, but they used the New York VUS case, and they used a few others as well. But folks, can you imagine the Supreme Court telling you and telling the federal government, we are not subject to federal direction, and no state official can be forced to administer a federal regulatory program. Did you hear that? A federal regulatory program. What does that do to 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, the COVID-19 mandates from the CDC, from the international body WHO, who? We're not subject to their direction. The United Nations is not in charge of Colorado or Arizona or any other state. They are not in charge of a damn thing. And folks, that's why I'm telling you, your local officials must see this case. You know what they'll say? First of all, they'll say, oh, well, how do I know that really happened? Because it'll be so miraculous and so amazingly constitutional that they won't buy it and they don't want to buy it. This case has not been changed one iota. And folks, I'm happy to be on the Power Hour. I'm grateful that they asked me to substitute for a while. Maybe I'll do it again. Maybe I'll take over the show. Who knows? Maybe I'll be asked to be the new host of the Power Hour. Don't know if I could do it, but it's always a thought, isn't it? And I've done my own show quite a bit. I had one on Brighty on just recently, the last couple of years. And way back in Salt Lake City, when I used to live there for a little bit, or I lived in Provo, but I did a show at K-Talk. And it was once a week or twice a week. And I really got to like it. And I did that for about 4 or 5 years. So am I a professional broadcast journalist? No. Could I be? Sure. How many interviews have I done across the world, especially across the United States, in just, say, the last 5 years? Well, just in the month of July this year, I did over 45. 1 month, 45. So let's time that, you know. But when I first did the lawsuit against the Brady Bill, it was a lot. So let's see. Global Star. Okay, we have a caller. And is his name Brady from Arizona? Or is he talking about my Supreme Court case against the Brady Bill? Anyway, caller, you're on with Sheriff Mack on the Power Hour. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I'm in Mojave County, Arizona, by the west rim of the Grand Canyon. I've been out here for 10 years now.
You're calling from Mojave County?
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Well, okay. I know exactly where you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm near the west rim of the canyon here, and I've been out here now for 10 years, and I've wondered, I still haven't seen one Joe Biden advertising sticker anywhere in this state. And we have this election coming up, and I see on the ballot now we have Proposition 319 to secure the border. That if that doesn't go through this country.
You're breaking up.
Do you think the secure the border is going to come and is going to pass? I think that's a big thing in this in Arizona. Do you think the secure 319 proposition is going to pass?
I pray that it does, and I can't see that anybody would say no to it, but it's already been branded as a racist bill. You know, if you don't believe in aiding and abetting the criminal element at the border, as the Biden administration could be charged criminally with aiding and abetting illegal immigration into our country, where Article 4, Section 4 clearly states that the United States government shall protect our borders from invasion. And they don't do it wittingly and knowingly. And the reason they're not doing it is to make sure that millions and millions of voters get on the Democrat voter rolls. So you have treason there. You have aiding and abetting the criminal element. And wow, do I pray that gets through. But again, are we protecting and securing our vote in Arizona, where we know that the majority of the people in this state do not want any more illegal immigration into our state or country? And there's four states that they really go through a lot. And that's Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. Texas tries to stop it. New Mexico doesn't. And Arizona is kind of 50-50 because the counties are trying to stop it. But Hobbs is not. And she claims that she is every now and again, but she's not. And when she's not being stupid, she's being wrong. And so who knows? But thank you very much for that call. It's a dang good question. And folks, we've got to be busy. And wherever you are, you want to donate to that cause. And another cause that you want to donate to is CSPOA. And my existence here on this show today is being sponsored by my national organization, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And folks, every citizen can be a member of that organization. It's called the CSPOA Posse. And we train you to work with your sheriff. You must have a relationship with your sheriff. You've got to get to know him, and you've got to find out if he's a constitutional sheriff. Don't ask him if he's a member of CSPOA. Tell him that you are a member of the CSPOA, and tell him that you want to help him help his county and help America. Folks, what do you think 2024 is going to look like? Think of November 6th and think of the possibilities. There's two. Trump will become president of the United States again, or maybe they'll drag it out and the counting and tabulation will take days or weeks, like it has in the past few elections, past several perhaps. And then let's say he finally gets the win, and he wins, and that's announced. When he gets announced as the next president, what is it going to look like in America? Are there going to be busloads of insurrectionists brought in from other countries, brought in from all over the country to go to certain cities and states and create violence? Are the people who are here illegally, are they going to rise up and commit acts of violence? The likelihood of all of that is extremely high. If you think the violence of the past is any indication of what's coming in the future, and Patrick Henry warned us that we only can judge the future but by the past, we've got to be prepared. And we're planning a national event with sheriffs and county commissioners and other elected officials, and we the people, all of you are invited to this. You want to get a hold of your sheriff and ask him to be with us in Orlando September 6th starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, September 6th. That's for all elected officials. And there's a few VIP citizens that are also going to be invited. But this is where we're going to decide, folks, whether or not we're going to keep our Bill of Rights, our constitutional republic, or succumb to the communist manifesto takeover of America. That is our choice this November. We are going to be choosing our constitutional foundation or the communist manifesto. And that will happen this year. And that's why we have got to create the defenses now. We have very little time to be prepared. In our next hour, we're going to be talking to someone who is an expert on preparations, especially those related to communication. So I thought I saw somebody on the line. Do we have Eric in Missouri? Eric, are you on?
Yeah, Sheriff, I had two questions about different subjects, so I don't know if you want to ask them at both time or just one at a time. But
no, that's
like
all right.
On CPS, say somebody calls in on you, say about your children or something, and CPS calls you up. Is it accurate that you don't have to talk to them? That's like if you agree to, you're contracting with them because they're not really official law type authority that you have to agree to talk to them. And
let me answer that one real quickly. No, you do not. You do not.
Okay.
And then if they get a warrant, I would suggest that you do. They'll probably bring the police at that time. But somebody knocks on your door. I don't care if it's FBI, BATF, local sheriff. I don't care who it is. They knock on your door and they don't have a warrant. Tell them to get lost. And then if they come back with a warrant,
great.
You want to call your sheriff right then and say, could a deputy come please look at what's going on? And because I believe that this is without probable cause and I don't believe that this is proper. Would you just please come and see what's going on? I'm not saying what you have to do. I'm asking for you to come here and keep the peace. And then just tell the person at the door, whoever it is, to wait until the deputy or sheriff gets there.
Okay, that's good. Now, I'd heard from a
Next
caller
question.
That the county in Butler, Pennsylvania, where the assassination attempt was, they don't have actual real-type sheriffs like normal counties in normal state. Is that accurate or not?
Yes. Pennsylvania has taken away the authority of sheriffs to arrest. They've actually removed most law enforcement powers from the sheriffs. In Pennsylvania, it is the stupidest thing. I've been out there several times working with sheriffs to try to get the state legislature to change it. The state police fight it tooth and nail. Why would the state police fight not to have sheriffs? Because they know the ultimate power in every county is the sheriff. And they have tried to destroy the power of the sheriff in Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Delaware. And one of the most liberal states back east, Connecticut, voted the office of sheriff out of existence. They do not have sheriffs in Connecticut anymore. And Alaska and Hawaii don't have sheriffs either because they didn't establish the office when they came into the union in 1959. But in 47 states, they are elected. And in pretty much 44 states, the sheriffs are the ultimate power. Ultimate authority in their state and in their county. And by the way, the Supreme Court decision in my case calls us, you can see it right there, calls us the Cleos. It's right there. They call us the Cleos. The sheriffs who did this case and sheriffs across the country who we represented were called the chief law enforcement officers, the Cleos. So we have proof. It's documented, and even the federal government said, we are the Cleos. Folks, everyone should get this case. Everyone should study it. And this is the quickest way to do it. Go to CSPOA.org and order these books. Also, while you're there, become a member of the CSPOA posse. Help us, help you, and we bless each other, and we bless America. Okay, next. Well, let's see. Eric, did that take care of everything there? Okay. I think we lost Eric, but Eric, thank you for those questions. You can ask whatever you want, folks. I don't care what you ask. You can ask me how tall I am. I don't care. Folks, oh, you want to know what I had for breakfast? I didn't have very much, but my favorite fruit. And folks, would you please, I want to correct all of you right now, at least those of you who don't speak Spanish. I absolutely love mango. It's the best fruit in the country. Folks, that was a mango, okay? There it is. It's not a mango. Don't sound like a gringo all the time, okay? It's a mango. And I'm sorry, that's one of my pet peeves. I had to use this radio show today, or this great Skype show today, the Power Hour, to help America understand the correct pronunciation of a mango. Thanks, folks. Hey, that's the first hour. We've done it, and we got another great hour to go. This is the Power Hour.
Things are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let me know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
I took a brief second there, folks. Had to reach my CSPOA hat. So just so you know, we have great, beautiful hats on our website. We have the best little booklet in the world, except for the Pocket Constitution, and you should get those. We also have, I've written 6-7 books over the years. Probably the best one, but as far as the one who has sold the most, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And folks, that you can get that for $9 or $10 off our website. Also, right here, Chris, you can see my lapel pin, can't you?
I can.
Yeah. So, folks, get your lapel pin, your CSPOA lapel pin. It makes you look like you're official, and it does. And we have T-shirts and polo shirts and just about everything else. And, hey, Chris, I still need to get you a polo shirt, don't I?
You do. You do.
Yeah, okay. Oh, by the way, speaking of getting things, I haven't got my generator yet.
Okay. I'll send Tina a message. See if I can get you a tracking number.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. But, folks, that segues us right into why we're talking to. And, folks, I have to tell you this. We have a whore on our show today. Yeah. I was just going to say, no, it's not Kamala Harris. But I won't say that because that'd be rude. So we have Chris Hoare, spelled H-O-A-R, and I'm sure he's heard all the little sarcastic levity that he could probably get his entire life. So Chris, man, oh, man, it is great to have with you. You're an international entrepreneur. And it is great to have you on the show because you're an expert on communications and communications preparedness. And man, oh man, thank you so much for being here. Give us a little bit of your background, Chris, real quick.
Well, I grew up in a whorehouse in England, just outside of London, and went to college there. And when I left college, I went to trade on the London International Financial Futures Exchange, which was an open outcry futures trading exchange. And I traded German government bonds and futures and bond arbitrage with Frankfurt. And then I moved to the U.S. In the late 90s. And that's where I got into communications, long distance back then. And then I met Tina from the satellite phone store. And that wasn't around then. So Tina and I were doing cell phones. And then we went on to do satellite phones starting around 2006. And that company became what is now today the satellite phone store. And along the way, I've invested in many companies most have failed, some have succeeded, but that's the American way, the entrepreneurial way, and I've certainly enjoyed the ride there. But yeah, these days I still invest in new companies and help start companies, and some in the plant-based food space most recently. Yeah, always sticking with the satellite phone store and helping them with their marketing, promotion, and sales.
Well, I obviously am part of satellite phones, and folks, the website is sat123.com, sat123.com. Doesn't get any simpler than that, does it, Chris?
No, absolutely. That's the way to go, sat123.com. And yeah, we've been, say, in this business nearly 20 years, Sheriff, and we started just around the time of Katrina. Back then, the phones were pretty expensive. I mean, these satellite phones used to be $10,000-$20,000 each, and you know, $20-$30 a minute. And ever since we started in the business, we've tried to bring that price down because we believe that emergency communications should not just be the purview of the elites and the billionaires, but every working man and woman in this country should be able to help protect their family and themselves with sat phones. So, as you know, Sheriff, we've got the price down to free for the phone with activation, and you can get 150 minutes a month for around $100. So we've really reduced the price a lot. And yeah, you have the Iridium 9555 right there, one of the great phones. We've sold a lot of those over the years. Anywhere else, those will cost you $1,000, but at Sat123, that phone is only $299 with activation. So again, always trying to make this this kind of equipment, this life-saving equipment, affordable.
Okay, I got a big question for you. What is the difference between a satellite phone, the one I have here in my hand? It is charged. It is ready to go. Now, folks, one caveat. These phones don't work very well inside a building, but they are lifesavers any place else. On any ocean, it works. On any lake, on any river, in any desert, on any mountain. And we had a mountain when I was sheriff in our county where people would go and get lost. If they would have had these phones, it would have saved lives. And our search and rescue squad always would come back. Man, I sure wish we had some form of communication on this mountain. It is a beautiful mountain, Mount Graham, in southeast Arizona, in my county, Graham County, where I was sheriff for 8 years. This would have saved numerous lives and lots of money that we spent on trying to find people up on our mountain. So what is the difference between a sat phone and a regular cell phone? You know, my iPhone right here that I still have and use. But this one I keep on my dresser and I keep it charged 24/7. What is the big difference? Why do I need a satellite phone, or why does anybody else on the show need a sat phone?
Well, the big difference is, Sheriff, that the satellite phones don't require cell phone towers. They don't require any kind of tower on the ground. The satellite phone talks directly to the satellites in the sky and will connect your call from there. And incoming calls come into that satellite and go direct to your phone. So only 7% of planet Earth is actually covered by cell phone service, believe it or not. And, you know, when you see those ads, Sheriff, on TV, you see all these little dots all over America where all these cell towers are. But the reality is those dots are very big. And in fact, the reality is they're very small when it comes to how much of the country they cover. Cell phone companies only put towers where they can make a profit. So there's not enough people in an area. They're not going to put a cell tower there just for our convenience. And that's why you have so little coverage. I mean, you know, the story you were telling about the mountain there, Mount Graham, and that's been repeated over the last 20 years just 1,000 times with people going hiking or skiing or hunting, fishing. They're off the grid. They're off cell phone service. They run into trouble. And unfortunately, a lot of these people died because they couldn't get a call out. And, you know, it's totally unnecessary now with these sat phones because wherever you are, as long as you can see the sky, you can make or receive a call. So like you said, the middle of the ocean, the middle of the desert, the middle of Afghanistan, Iraq, as our brave men and women who serve will tell you, satellite phones are used by the U.S. military, the same phones and networks, by the way, that we provide at sat123.com, and law enforcement and first responders, of course, because if you're going off the grid, especially people like search and rescue, this is the only way to communicate. And if the people who went out there who they're trying to rescue had these satellite phones, you know, they'd be able to just call in, give their coordinates and get rescued right away. But all too often people go out there and they think, oh, they're only a few miles away from where they parked and, you know, they'll be fine. But if you break a leg or you get crushed or stuck, you know, and your cell phone is not working, I mean, you really are in a lot of trouble. You know, so the big difference is where you do not need to be anywhere near a cell tower. You'll get full bars as long as you can see some kind of light, line of sight to the sky.
That's quite a big area. Yes. Okay. Thank you for that. What else do you have at satellite phones that would help? I ordered a generator, and the generator has a solar panel that you could keep powered just by sticking it outside, you know? So that's actually why I ordered it, because two or three times just recently, and I want you to tell us your experience with this and your expertise on this. How many times has AT&T and other major cell phones have all of a sudden, and they don't explain why, they just went down? What was going on, and how many times has that happened just recently? You probably keep track of it better than I do.
Well, yeah, so far this year, in 2024, we've had four major outages here in the United States and around the world on the AT&T network, which is the biggest network, right? And, you know, AT&T, like a lot of these companies, you know, they say, it was a software issue or that, this or that. And maybe it was. But I think the more realistic answer is that these cyber criminals who are large in number in China, they have tens of thousands of people working to hack our networks, our utilities, our power grid, our cell phone networks, air traffic control, our water supply, as we saw recently. And nobody likes to admit that they've been hacked. I get it. But look, I mean, these outages are coming more and more often, more frequently. And I think that, unfortunately, that trend is going to continue. So, you know, forget about any kind of natural disaster, which also takes out cell towers and cell service. When you get a major hack from one of these cybercrime gangs, whether they're out of North Korea, Iran, Russia, or China, whatever it is, you know, the whole network goes down. You've got tens of millions of people without cell phone service, and not, you know, not in the middle of the outback, but in downtown Denver, in downtown Houston. I mean, in major metro areas. And, you know what it's like, Sheriff, if you leave the house and you forget your cell phone, right? You don't be like, oh, okay, I'll get it tonight when I get home. You turn around and you go get that phone, because we're all so addicted to and reliant upon cell phone service. So when that goes away, it's like, what do you do? I mean, a lot of people couldn't find their way around without GPS directions anymore. But, you know, a cell phone has become, you know, a necessary part of life. So when you suddenly don't have that, that can mean trouble. And certainly, you know, what you also don't know is when the power goes down or cell towers go out, you don't know what's going on at all, right? Because you don't have that news flow onto your phone. So most likely it's either, a software upgrade or that went wrong from the cell company, or a cyber attack. But it could be something much worse. You know, we know that China, North Korea, Russia have been using things like EMF. They've been developing electromagnetic frequency weapons and electromagnetic pulse weapons that will take out all electronic components in an area which is subjected to that kind of attack. So it could be anything. And the worst thing is not knowing, being in the dark, right? So the satellite phone will work when these other networks go down.
And the point is, folks, if your satellite system is down, the likelihood of your grid and your electricity working in your home is not very high either. And so that's why I actually got the generator that's being shipped to me. And it's a nice sized one. It's not a small one. It's not a portable one. You also have portable ones that you can put in your car and carry with you and whatnot. But cars, transportation and communications and the grid are very likely going to be attacked, because what our government has allowed international terrorists into our country. They've allowed our enemies, Russian dissidents, Chinese dissidents, they've all come into America through our southern border. An attack on our water system, an attack on our grid system, an attack on us as Americans is all very much likely. Do we have a caller who has a question right now for Chris?
Yes, I have a question on the satellite phone.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Rick Satellite, he has a satellite system, and you got to get that thing situated just right to catch that satellite. And although he says it's traveling around the Earth at the same speed the Earth is turning, but on a phone, you're always moving around. How does that get and hit the satellite and stay in focus, so to speak, without knowing the right word?
Yeah, that's a great question, sir. I mean, the way it works is like with the Iridium network, for example, they have nearly 80 satellites up there. And wherever you are on Earth, you'll be within range of at least two or up to three satellites that can triangulate your position. So the satellite phone, like the one Sheriff has right there, the 9555, it has a little antenna, and you can even raise that up for slightly better reception. But again, you're going to always be within range of at least two or up to three satellites to make sure that wherever you are, even if you're moving, you're going to be able to get a connection. You just need clear line of sight to the sky.
Okay. So those satellites are moving like faster than the spinning of the Earth to keep up because they're farther out in low orbit, right?
These are high Earth orbit satellites as opposed to like on the on Elon Musk's network. They're much lower, but the Iridium network is right out there. It's high Earth orbit. So again, they have 80 satellites that cover the globe from pole to pole. So wherever you are, you're always going to be within range of two of them at least, and then up to three. And that ensures that you get a good signal and you can maintain reception and coverage. Whether you're driving, you're on a boat, you're on a plane, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're always going to be within range of one of those satellites.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, good question. Thank you. Yeah. Wow. You know, I'm really glad he asked that. That was a good question. And I've kind of been wondering about that myself. How many satellites do you have up there that actually help this phone work? Well, you have 80 satellites up there. Are they also like cell towers? Do they work with other companies, not just satellite phone that you work for?
No, these are proprietary. I mean, there are two main networks, Inmarsat and Iridium. Iridium is the one that is the choice of the U.S. military and first responders here in the U.S.
They have to work.
Yeah. Look, yeah. If those networks go down, Sheriff, we have much bigger problems. You know, look, anything is possible. I'm not going to sit here and say these satellites are, you know, indestructible. They're not, you know, but by having 80 up there or so, you know, there is redundancy built into the network. And this is why the U.S. military feels comfortable enough to rely upon the Iridium network.
Iridium, yeah. And I have the Iridium, what, 559?
9955. It's one of the
9555. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Well, good. How badly, folks, do we need to have this phone system? But also, give us a review of other products. And I know you have different phones. So, what are the line of phones? And also, generators and what else?
Well, so we have two main networks, like I said, that we represent, which Inmarsat and Iridium. The Inmarsat phone, the iSat phone 2, is actually normally around $900. That is free with activation at sat123.com. And the Iridium 9555 is $299 versus normally $1,000 to $1,500. With activation. Both those phones work almost anywhere on Earth. The Iridium phones work anywhere on Earth. The Inmarsat phones have a little blind spot at the top and the North Pole and the South Pole. Apart from that, they'll work anywhere. And Sheriff, you can also get things like external antennas that can be installed in buildings, planes, if you're lucky enough to have a private jet, a boat, or anyone who's a fisherman or has a yacht. Will have an Iridium or an Inmarsat system on there because once you get a couple of miles offshore, your radio stops working, your phone stops working, and you don't want to be without communication.
And I got a little antenna for my car, didn't I, when I got this phone?
That's great. That comes with the phone. It's a little magnetic antenna. It's a mag mount. So you just throw that on the roof, and then it runs down through the window into the car in the back of the phone. And that'll just give you enhanced reception in the car when you're driving on the interstate or wherever you are. But we can install fixed antennas on vehicles and say office buildings. We have clients who are like have chemical manufacturing plants. There's excuse me, a lot of companies that cannot afford to ever be without communications and chemical factories and so on. Are just such people. So if you have an office building or a factory and you want to make sure that you have backup communications, give us a call. We can, by the way, 941-841-0844 is our number. That's 941-841-0844. We're open 24/7. And we have installers that are bonded and insured throughout the country and around the world. So we can have them come and install antennas on the top of your building or on your plane, on your boat, whatever it is, on your vehicles, to give you that enhanced reception.
I didn't know that. All I know is that I've called the customer service line before, and I always get prompt and great service. They are very professional, very friendly, and even more importantly, very helpful. They've been great. Give that number one more time.
Yeah, it's 941-841-0844. And you can call us, say, anytime. If you're not sure what equipment you need or what phone or plan is the best for you, because we do have multiple plans, family plans, business plans with multiple lines that can share minutes, etc.
Let's see if we can get another caller here real quick before you have to run. Darlene, do you have a question for Chris Hoare?
Yes, I do. I think I got a couple of them. Okay. Can a storm front disrupt your signal on a satellite phone?
The reception is actually remarkably good regardless of the weather. Now, Darlene, look, I mean, you may get a slightly more static and interruption when you have a really heavy storm, but, you know, it doesn't, the clouds in the storm will not block out completely the signal. And that's very deliberate because a lot of times when people need these phones the most, they're in the middle of such a storm. So, you know, I know that people like the satellite TV providers used to have issues like that. And Iridium has upgraded its software and its satellites over the years to make sure that pretty much no matter what is going on in the atmosphere, you're going to be able to make or receive a call or send or receive a text.
So are they using a stronger signal to get through the storm front?
Yeah, I mean, as say, they've upgraded their software and their hardware over the years, and the 30 years since they started, they launched this network. And so today, I mean, the reception is better than ever, even during a storm and even during bad weather. It's not to say you won't have slightly degraded quality, so, you know, in a severe storm, but most of the time, you will always be able to get a call through and you won't lose a connection. And I speak with 20 years experience of having used these phones, Darlene. So I can tell you that, you know, reception and coverage and reliability has improved dramatically in that time.
Okay. So then the other thing is, if you're in the boondocks with a satellite phone, your satellite phone is going to GPS your coordinates to whoever may come rescue you.
Yes. Now, I'm glad you brought that up because there is a button on each phone that you can press that will send, if you run into trouble, you press the button and it will send those coordinates to whomever the local emergency services are. Outside of that, nobody has a way to get your location. So you can't be tracked unless you call a 50 square mile area being tracked. That's as close as you can get if you're trying to find someone who has a satellite phone. And that is to ensure your privacy. Your cell phone gives your location out to where they can track you to within a couple of feet of where you are, which enables all kinds of nefarious activity. But the satellite phone does give you enhanced privacy because it can't be tracked, but you can always pull up your location on your phone. You can grab your coordinates on the screen, or you can press a button if you're in real trouble, and the signal message will be sent to the local first responders who will then come and look for you.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And folks, once again, the website where you can go and see all of these products, purchase the products, and get the insurance of communications for you and your family. And that is SAT, SAT123.com. And I've looked that up and I've used that numerous times. And like I say, my generator is on its way. And yes, I ordered the solar panel with that generator. I want to make sure that my home has a backup power source that isn't hooked to gasoline or natural gas. And folks, that's just as simple as it gets. So what else were you going to say before we took that caller? And by the way, that was a great call and great question. Thank you so much for that, Darlene. And what you were on the topic of all the other products that you sell at SAT 123.
Well, yeah, I wanted to actually bring up a brand new product, Sheriff, that I think we might have talked about before, but it's a bulletproof backpack that has Faraday pockets. And this is something that I'm bringing up because it's a brand new product. We have back to school going on. And unfortunately, we have a lot of people out there who go nuts and they go into schools. And
will they think of next?
Well, you know, it's really something that people had asked us if we had any way to help protect their kids when they go back to school. And so we developed this this bulletproof backpack in conjunction with some Navy SEALs in San Diego. These guys obviously have a lot of knowledge about protection and weapons. And yes. So we developed this backpack, and you can check it out at darkbags.com. That's darkbags.com. And this has Kevlar panels in it, Sheriff, that have been certified up to the level 3A standard, which, as I'm sure you know, means the backpack will stop a bullet up to a 44 Magnum. It will stop a shotgun blast or stop automatic weapons fire with caliber up to 9mm. So look, as you know better than I, Sheriff, there's no such thing as complete ultimate guarantee protection when you're being shot at. But what the saddest thing is when these shooters go into school, to a classroom, and the kids have no protection. They don't have a chance. And it's absolutely terrible. And we hope and pray it never happens again. But sadly, it does keep happening. So this backpack, you're going to buy your kids a backpack anyway. Why not buy them one that gives them a fighting chance in this kind of worst case scenario? And of course, even look, if you're on the streets of Chicago over the weekend, numerous deaths from stray bullets and so on. You know, it is a war zone in some of America's major cities, unfortunately. You know, this backpack gives you a fighting chance. It gives you a way to shield yourself. We price these at $250, and we put them on sale for the launch at just $199. So if you're going to buy a backpack anyway for your kids or for yourself, this one not only gives you bulletproof protection, but it has the Faraday pockets, which mean that you can put your cell phone in there or your car keys, and your data cannot be stolen. And we've seen in the last week what happened to the Trump campaign being hacked, and cyber theft and data theft is unfortunately increasing. And if you put your electronics into a Faraday bag, then people cannot get to them.
So, wow.
Bags.com for all of those.
That's a sign of the time. So you can get the backpack at SAT123.com, right?
We have a link to it there, or you go direct to darkbags.com. It's an Escape Zone backpack. It's the newest product from Escape Zone at just $199.
That is fantastic. And man, you've been a great guest. Thank you so much, Chris. SAT123.com, folks. Chris Orr, thanks so much for being on the Power Hour.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9000. 9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Oil of Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Oil of Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Folks, that wonderful sound means we're back on with Sheriff Mack on the Power Hour. And man, oh man, folks, that was almost like an infomercial, except it is helping you and your families get prepared. And what better thing can you have than a guaranteed security of communications? Folks, we buy all sorts of insurance, and I can't think of a better one than that. I actually have a phone for me, and my wife and I both use that one, and we have a son who actually lives and works in Kauai. He has a cell phone just like I do. It's like most of us do. You can use this one to take the place of that. But it's not very good inside. So we use our cell phones as normal. We keep this with us in case we're going to be going traveling anywhere. It even works on a plane. And if you can get it pointed towards a window, it works on a plane. So folks, satellite phones, are a lifesaver. And I've seen numerous times where if people just had one of these with them out in the middle of the desert, which happens here in Arizona, and obviously up on the mountain. The mountain was probably more dangerous in our community than the deserts, because people would go up on the mountain thinking they were going up there to have a great time. When they went out in the desert, they knew they could only be out there for a little while. Most people going up the mountain think that they can, spend the night and all this, and then the snowstorm hits and bam. So folks, again, SAT123.com. And you know what? It's sad, but backpacks that could actually save the life of your child. And you're right. Just walking around on the street or being in school, one way or the other, Obviously, they don't wear the backpack the entire time in the school, but during breaks between classes and going to and from, absolutely. That's an amazing idea. That's a great product, an amazing idea. Folks, what's going on in America, though? Why do we need to be so prepared? And it's because of one thing, and that is the warning we were given by our founding fathers. Abraham Lincoln said, and he was not a founding father, let's make sure of that, he was the 16th president. He was not in the top 5-6 that were founding fathers. The first five were definitely founding fathers. The sixth, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, any of you, was John Quincy Adams, who was the son of John Adams, the second president. John Adams had some problems. He actually arrested people for bad-mouthing government or him. What we fought a war to stop, John Adams turned right around because he was so insecure. He hated to be talked bad about. And so he literally arrested people and fined them for bad-mouthing. It was called the Sedition Act. And so Thomas Jefferson, when he beat John Adams, he undid that. He released people from prison, and he returned their money to him. So it's really sad that ever happened, because for the most part, John Adams was a good man, and one of the integral founding fathers. But he forgot himself, and he let his insecurity get ahead of him. But folks, we were told by Abraham Lincoln that if we were ever to lose our freedoms, to lose our way, lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And folks, that is exactly what has happened. But what even worse is that our federal government is part of it. And Madison warned us that we would lose more freedoms of the people by gradual and silent encroachments from those in power than by violent usurpations and attacks from foreign enemies. The problem with that is our federal government has opened the door, opened our borders to every single one of our enemies. International terrorists are now in America, and there's thousands of them. And I've been to the training about that. John Guandolo, I've been to his training. And if you don't know who he is, find out. He and I know each other very well, and he does an amazing training. And don't go to his training or see what he's talking about if you're easily scared, because his stuff is very powerful. By the way, do we have another caller online? Okay. Just wanted to make sure that I didn't miss anybody there. Folks, you can still call in. And let me see where the phone number got to. I don't see the phone number now. If you want to show me the phone number again, we'll put that back out. We have about another 20 minutes, folks, where you can call in. But we have a lot to talk about. And one of them is this. Did you see? The phone number, folks, is 844-769-2944. Give us a call, whatever you want to ask. I don't care what you ask. If you want to ask why I want you all to call Mongo's Mongo instead of Mango, it doesn't sound right. It just doesn't sound right. And it's a Spanish word. Okay. So, please do me that favor and get rid of that pet peeve of mine. It is a Mongo. And yes, I teach my grandchildren to do that. And when I go and buy Mongos, I tell the people, the clerks at the store or any place else, make sure you say Mongo. Folks, if this is happening, and if Madison was correct and if Lincoln was correct, then we've got to be prepared. And the problem with Madison's warning and his prophecy or prediction is that the encroachments are no longer They are no longer silent or gradual. They are bold in your face. And these supposed leaders or public servants, all associated with the Biden administration for the last 3.5 years, they have been lying and they have been traitors. And they have been allowing our country to be destroyed from within. And these encroachments are not silent, nor are they gradual. And anybody with eyes can see, and anybody with ears can hear. And that's actually a paraphrase of Patrick Henry's famous speech, Give Me Liberty speech. Folks, we have got to wake up. We have got to see what's coming. And we have got to be prepared. And folks, let me reiterate, the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is all about peaceful and effective solutions. And so what was Martin Luther King talking about? He was talking about peaceful civil disobedience. And yet he was arrested over 30 times. Folks, would you please get this? I have tried to get this to President Trump because he is very similar to Dr. Martin Luther King. Both have been arrested, charged over 30 times. What was the common denominator? Corrupt government. And the fight that Martin Luther King was waging was against corrupt government. Some against corrupt sheriffs and local authorities who actually had him arrested. What did he do? Civil disobedience and peaceful protests and marches. Some people were killed. Rosa Parks was arrested December 1st, 1955. Believe it or not, I know I don't look it. Believe it or not, I was 3 years old when that happened. The reason I bring that part up is because I cannot believe that this was still happening during my lifetime. Folks, get this and get it good. Liberty and our constitutional republic are for all people, all races, religions, creeds, nationalities, colors, I don't care. There is no exemption, there is no exception to this rule, except for you've got to be here legally. In order to vote, you've got to be here legally. Are the Democrats intentionally getting illegals registered to vote? Yes, they are. Folks, do you want evidence of election fraud? That's it. That is election fraud. They are bringing those people in intentionally to put them on voter rolls so that the Democrat Party will have a monopoly on politics nationwide. That's why it's happening, folks. And yes, there's proof that they are doing that. Why else would they be doing it? You think they're not getting something for it? Of course they are. And they were willing to put a president who no one liked anyway, Biden, on the sacrificial chopping block because they knew that he wouldn't be missed, okay? Because they already knew he was sick and they've known it all along. They knew it when he ran for office. That's why he didn't get out and campaign. That's why he was in his basement. That's why when he did a press conference just shortly after he was president, that's why they pulled the plug on the networks and the networks went blank. That is why. Because they knew he couldn't do it. And the press and the White House and the people that worked with Biden knew it all along. And the biggest liar in America, and perhaps in American history, is Jill Biden, because she knows it and she knew it all along. Oh, Joe, you answered all the questions. No, he didn't. And folks, this is why I want Trump to hear this. He has got to know that when they call him a felon, that he's able to compare that to Martin Luther King. And yes, the other side really likes Martin Luther King. And they go, oh, whoops. Yes, it happened to Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King's battle was against corrupt government. Donald Trump's battle is against corrupt government. Both were charged illegally and unconstitutionally. Both were attacked. When Dr. King was in the Birmingham County Jail, he wrote a letter saying how all of us should obey just laws. We all have a moral responsibility, he said, to obey just laws. Conversely, he said, we all have a moral and legal responsibility to disobey unjust laws. And folks, the big $10,000 question is, who decides what is unjust? One, we do. Two, your local sheriff does. It's not just up to the courts. If we waited to the courts or the Supreme Court to get this, I've been to the Supreme Court. It cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, way back in the mid-90s. The decision coming out June 27, 1997. We won. You've got to be a part of this and you've got to see it. But at the same time, all of us are supposed to stand against unjust laws. That's the reason we have three branches of government. Yes, the people who take the oath are to decide what is unjust and unconstitutional. I swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. That is my responsibility to do, not a court to tell me what it is. And that's part of the problem. We do not have a nine-member oligarchy in Washington, D.C., known as the Supreme Court. The three separate branches keep each other in check. The different governments will control each other. Federalist 51 quoted in this decision, the only time in history sheriff sued the federal government and won. Folks, you need this decision with you. Oh, do we have another caller? Caller, are you on the air? Are you on with us, Kevin, in a while?
Yeah, thank you, Sheriff Mack. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for you're doing a great job of hosting. I hope you come back. Revitalized my interest in sat phones, and I want to ask: is that gentleman's company partnering with the Power Hour? Because a lot of people that have product or information, good things for us.
Not
do
yet.
That.
Not yet, but I am partnered. They are on our website. I've been working with them for about a year now.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
But I wouldn't be surprised, especially if I come on board, that satellite phone will be part of the Power Hour.
Okay. Well, we look like we have a new fun one coming at us, this monkeypox. Did you read about that?
Yes, of course. Yeah, there's several in the waiting room. Several more diseases. What my decision calls the crisis of the day. That's in here. The crisis of the day. It's always going to be coming. There's always going to be a crisis. And there's always going to be government that tries to destroy liberty and that tries to take over and make us convinced that our government is saving us. When in reality, just like the communists that they are, they're waiting in the room to destroy us. They're waiting in the wings to make sure that your liberty is completely under their control, not yours.
Yeah, that's what the Chinese do. Controlled chaos management. That's the same routine. Yeah. And
can you believe the Supreme Court actually talks about that in here? Justice Scalia does in this little booklet. So. Yes, he does. Yeah, he talks about the crisis of the day and that the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. Folks, that's a quote out of this case. Get this case. It is huge to discuss this with local officials, your state representatives and your governor. They need to know about this case and your sheriffs need to be enforcing this case.
Thank you, Sheriff Mack. I'll be looking into that too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. And join the CSPOA posse while you're at it, folks. There are very few, if if any others at all, peaceful and effective solutions. Folks, if we're going to keep this peaceful, if we're going to keep this effective, your sheriffs must be on board, and they work for you, and you need to have a relationship with them and let them know that you expect that they will be defending the Constitution. They will be defending and protecting civil rights. How many organizations out there are now talking about civil rights and defending civil rights and making civil rights at the forefront of all our government purposes? What is the role? What is the proper role of government? How do we know what government is supposed to be doing? Where do we see that? Declaration of Independence, right after life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure, quoting, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. That is all government, all three branches of government, from the dog catcher all the way down to the president. They are all required to take an oath of allegiance to the Constitution of the United States. And local officials also have to swear that same allegiance to the Constitution of the state wherein they work. And there are very few times, almost non-existent, where they contradict each other. State constitutions sometimes are even more powerful, especially regarding the right to keep and bear arms, than is the federal constitution. But folks, doesn't it make you wonder how people in Washington, D.C. don't know the meaning of a simple phrase called shall not be infringed? Isn't that amazing that they don't know what that means? Shall not be infringed. Or the first part regarding freedom of religion. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Yet they have an IRS that has been established to monitor whether or not churches are 501c3 or tax exempt. As soon as their name says church, that is up to them. They don't have to prove anything or grovel before the IRS and say, can we please, if we do things the way you say, then we can be tax exempt. If churches want to talk about any current social issue, that's up to them. It's not up to the IRS. And what do we know about three different people who have resigned in recent years? Under Obama, Lois Lerner resigned because they found out that the IRS was cheating, was committing crimes, was using the IRS to go against any group that was for freedom or the Constitution. And that's why I never went to them to try to get the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association a 501c3. No, they can shove it. Okay? I don't want to work with them. It is a FFL. It is an LLC. Okay? And it's a company. And I own it. And so, folks, I ask you to join the CSPOA. Join me in making it bigger and better and faster. And, folks, we don't have much time. So I ask you to join today. Join the CSPOA posse. There is a little monthly fee, a whopping $11. If you don't like what we're doing, quit. But I'm asking you to join it today. Why? Because the sheriffs are the answer. The sheriffs are the solution, and they will keep this peaceful if we can get them to unite. And we only, how many sheriffs do we have in America? 3,086. How many sheriffs do we need to make this happen? About a third. Okay? If we get 500 or 600 or 700, fine. But a third, 1,000 will be a third. And there will be no stopping it. There will be more that will add to that because they'll see how effective the first 1,000 has been. Folks, we right now we have about 200. And we need to make this bigger, better, and faster right now. And that's where you come in. The sheriff works and answers only for you. or to you. You are his only boss. You are his only supervisor. Folks, the question is this. Are we going to remain free? Our apathy and our complacency will be our decision to accept the communist takeover of our country. Why would we allow that to happen? Why would we sit by and allow that to happen? What did the founder say? The last line of the Declaration of Independence, and for the support of this declaration, with reliance on divine providence, with a reliance on divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Folks, to that end, I ask you to join us in this holy cause. CSPOA.org. Thank you, Power Hour. Thank you to all of you who've made this happen. And thank you for being with us. God bless.